Welcome to Workplace English Pod, a great way to improve your English on the go. Workplace English Pod is brought to you by Workplace English Training e-Platform, the Internet's largest business English resource for learners and teachers of business English. You can subscribe to Workplace English Training e-Platform at www.workplace-english-training.com and get access to podcast transcripts, study notes, interactive exercises, and thousands of additional resources in the training center.
Dealing with angry customers. We all deal with angry customers, and it's enough to drive people crazy. Angry and difficult customers are a major cause of workplace stress, and they take up huge amounts of your time and the resources of your organization. There are a lot of tricks and techniques you can use to deal with an angry customer. For now, let's focus on the most common mistake employees make when dealing with the difficult or angry customer. By avoiding this particular error, you can save yourself a lot of stress and time. When you are faced with an angry customer, you probably assume that the customer wants his or her problem fixed. That's a logical approach, and at least partly true. Angry customers expect that you will be able to help them in some concrete way by meeting their want or need. However, there is more to the story. Ever notice that with a really angry person, even if you can fix the problem, the person still acts in angry or nasty ways? Why is that? Well, actually, angry customers want several things. Yes, they want the problem fixed, but they also want to be heard, to be listened to, and to have their upset and emotional state recognized and acknowledged. What most employees do with angry customers is move immediately to solve the problem without giving that acknowledgement. Do you know what happens? The customer is so angry that he or she isn't prepared to work to solve the problem, doesn't listen, and gets in the way of solving the problem. So, the number one error is moving to solve the problem before the customer is ready or calm enough to work with the employee. The result is the employee has to repeat things over and over, since the customer didn't hear, and has to ask the same questions over and over, and that's what drives people nuts. The solution is to follow this general rule. When faced with an angry customer, first, focus on acknowledging the feelings and upset of the customer. Once the customer starts to calm down as a result of having his or her feelings recognized, then move to solving the problem. You'll find that this will save you a lot of time and energy. Here's an example of a type of a customer that is really feared. Now, you'll recognize Mr. Tiger, all right? In our example, he's turned up to the bank where Kathy works. As always, he's angry. He's been waiting about for nearly 10 minutes. He may also have had a particularly bad day so far and wants any excuse to turn his anger on someone else. Let's see how Kathy deals with him.
What's going on here? 10 minutes I've been waiting at this window and nobody's been near me.
Look, I've been back there getting information for another customer.
Well, someone else should attend to that.
That's not my fault, is it? I don't run the place.
10 minutes I've been here and I'm in a hurry.
Well, like all our customers, you have to wait your turn.
What?
You can't just come in here and get served just like that. I mean, we're busy.
I've been a customer here for 30 years.
Come on. What do you want? There are people waiting.
How dare you speak to me like that?
That approach doesn't work. The bank now has one very angry customer because Kathy couldn't handle him, because she didn't react like a professional. Instead of staying calm, she allowed herself to get personally involved. So she was rude, and rudeness never works. So, rule one is, don't get personally involved. Keep a professional distance. Let's give Brenda a chance to see what she can do.
They sent me here from your other office. A And when I get here, it's 10 minutes before anyone serves me.
I'm sorry, but we're very busy at the moment, sir.
I don't care about that. Why did it take 10 minutes to get served?
Because there are a lot of customers in here, sir.
Well, why aren't there more assistants?
Well, we have to stagger our lunch hour, sir. We can't all go at the same time.
I'm not suggesting you all go at the same time. What I am suggesting is that there are more of you here when you are busy, so that people don't have to hang about for 10 minutes before they get served.
It's not usually so busy at this time, sir. If we knew when it was going to be busy, we could plan accordingly.
I often come here at this time, and I would say that it was a very busy time indeed.
They've now been speaking for a minute or two. Brenda's not been rude, and she's not let Mr. Tiger walk all over her. Good for her. But the customer is almost as angry as he was when they started, so she's actually got nowhere. The point about Mr. Tiger is that you don't get anywhere until you've calmed him down. So calm him down as quickly as possible. Then you can get on with it. Maybe Anna can calm him down. This time, Anna is working in a clothes shop in a department store, and Mr. Tiger, as ever, is angry.
It took me a quarter of an hour to find this place because everyone in your useless store misdirected me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
I thought you were all supposed to know where every department is.
We are, sir. We certainly are.
I asked 3 different assistants.
I'm sorry, sir, that really is bad.
Bad? It's terrible.
I can't apologise too much.
And when I do get here, it takes me 10 minutes to get served.
I'm very sorry, sir, but we're understaffed at the moment.
Well, anyway, yesterday that man sold me this, and it's the wrong size.
I'm so sorry, but I'm afraid he is new here.
Not only the wrong size, but there's a button missing.
Oh, not again. I've told him about that sort of thing. He really should have checked.
Yes, he should.
Please accept my apologies, sir.
Well, anyway, you seem to know what you're doing.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Now, may I change this for you?
No, thank you. Money back.
You wouldn't be interested in any of these?
No, no.
Anna eventually calmed Mr. Tiger down, but at the cost of destroying his confidence in Anna's company. Wherever you work, mistakes are going to be made. Your job is to sort them out, not draw attention to them by apologising at length for them. The way to deal with the angry customer is just to apologise for the specific inconvenience he suffered, no more, and then straight away to start putting it right. Let's give Brenda another try. Mr. Tiger is at a hotel reception desk and is very angry. Brenda finished with another customer to deal with him.
Good evening, sir.
10 minutes I've been waiting here for someone to attend to me.
I'm very sorry we've kept you waiting, sir. Can I help?
10 minutes.
Well, we won't waste your time any longer, sir.
I should hope not. I'm already late for a meeting. That telephone's out of order and your porter has disappeared with my luggage.
Have you an urgent call to make, sir?
They're waiting for me now.
I'll get a call on this line, sir. Have you got the number? And would you like a taxi, sir?
No, I have a car. Why are you the only one here?
Because another guest wanted something done in a hurry, sir. Would you like to check in, sir?
No, I haven't time to now. God knows what's happened to my luggage.
Oh, I'll track it down and have it put in your room, sir. Would you like a single room?
Yes. Do your porters usually walk off with other people's property?
No, sir. But we're very glad you've told us, sir. It certainly won't happen again. Would you like a room with a bath, sir?
Yes.
Ah, here's your call.
Hello, George Tiger here. Will you please tell Mr. Kwok that I'll be about 20 minutes late and that I'm sorry?
Just your name and address, sir, if you don't mind. I'll fill in the rest later. Your room number is 303 and I'll have your luggage put in there, sir. Do you know the way or would you like this map?
Oh, thank you.
That's the right way to deal with Mr. Tiger, not by arguing or excessively apologising, but by getting on with what has to be done. Of course, he's going to release some of his anger, but getting things done calms Mr. Tiger down faster than anything. So, rule number 2 is, apologise for the specific cause of his anger and start doing something about it.
You can subscribe online at www.workplace-english-training.com.